64 yards on the day. It's first and 10 from the 11-yard line for the Pirates with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. So Harbor Beach, right back where they started, knocking on the door of North Huron. Messing under center, wing T for the Pirates. Toss to number two, Travis Hessmaker, around the left side. North Huron pursuing, misses him. He breaks about three tackles and it looks like a fumble, but did he catch that midair?
I think he did. He recovered it.
He fumbled it.
And they're going to give him a touchdown out of that, Clark.
And touchdown, Harbor Beach, as Travis Hessmaker fumbles the ball as he's being tackled, catches it in midair, and comes down with it. As the officials talk this one over. Touchdown. So a touchdown for Travis Hessmaker, 11-yard scamper in, with 3:50 remaining in the third quarter.
Now that's what I like to see from an official. They were precise. That guy says touchdown, referee just said, okay.
Good enough.
Now we're ready for the kick.
So the kick team back out for Harbor Beach. It is now 47-0 for Harbor Beach over North Huron. 3:50 remaining in the third.
Beautiful. Nice kick.
Beautiful kick. It had about 25 yards extra behind that one. And it's time for a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW Sports, Harbor Beach 48, North Huron nothing.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer in-store with Super Gun Specials. The Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Don't miss the 19th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. The complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com or pick up a flyer at the store. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, including the used gun auction, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
The Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union is pleased to support the Harbor Beach football team. Their loan interest rates on new and used 2012 through 2009 vehicles is 3.50%. Financing will be from 60 to 72 months. Recreation vehicle loan, 7%. Late model RVs at 8 to 10%. Credit Union Special on unsecured loans up to $1,000 at 7% for 12 months. $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months and a $3,500 loan at 8% for 36 months. Christmas Club accounts will be maturing on October 31st with an interest rate of 0.75%. It's never too late to sign up. Time to think about next year's Christmas Club account. They start on November 1st. Their membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. So please, visit the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Truscott Street under the water tower or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, NCUA insured, where they're always working for you.
Meanwhile, back out at the ranch, 3:40 remaining.
You mean our venue, Harbor Beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Back at the ranch.
Okay.
North Huron received the ball from Soylent. A very good kick was brought down about the 20-yard line, and North Huron brought it all the way out to about the 47-yard line.
Their best return of the night.
And we missed it. So, 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter as the clock continues to run. Two men in the backfield, one out left for North Huron. Case still under center. As North Huron pushing forward for a good solid 5 or 6 yards.
A host of Pirates bring them down. Looked like they were trying to wrestle the football loose instead of tackle them.
Well, a Harbor Beach player came up with the ball, but it looks like they're saying he was down.
Yep.
As they're trying to untangle everyone. Looks like number 48, Nick Straczynski with the ball. Carrier, gain of about 6 on that one. So it's 2nd and 4 for the Warriors with 2.5 minutes remain in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 48, North Huron nothing.
So Clark, maybe Coach Ruble has got him working on the strip technique, trying to rip the football away instead of tackling.
Well, Coach Ruble has actually taken his headset off, going old school, as Case hands it off to his looks like his fullback, and they move ahead for a good 8 yards, enough for a North Huron first down.
All right. Again, defensive front of Harbor Beach is standing up now, and it looks like they're trying to catch the runner as it goes by and the football. So they're doing something different out there, Clark.
Number 24, Michael Straszewski, with an 8-yard gain there for good enough for the first down for North Huron. They're into Harbor Beach territory at the 40-yard line. Two men in the backfield. Handoff to...
There they go. They're back to playing defense there as number 21, Evan Blanchard, initially made the hit for the Pirates.
As Nick Straszewski gains 2 yards for the Warriors, second and 8 now with a minute and a half left in the third quarter. So, second and 8 for the Warriors. The officials trying to figure out the placement. As two men in the backfield, one out right for the Warriors, looks like number 20, Tom Fisher. As Case hands it off to one of his fullbacks in the backfield, and forward momentum for number 24, Michael Straszewski, will bring him about another yard and a half. I'm going to call that 2 yards, and it's going to be third and 6.
Tyler Kruger on the hit for the Pirates. Did you get a text on the Lions score?
Lions, I have not got anything about the Lions.
Okay.
I thought
that technology, you were able to catch everything.
Well, I can only do so much. At the end of third, actually, it's ugly 14-0 over Sandusky.
All right.
So number 8, Case, hands it off to yet another fullback there. Looks like number 48 for the Warriors, Straszewski. Gain of nothing there, bringing up fourth down. And are they going to go for it? They're on their Harbor Beach 35-yard line.
I would think they would, but I'm not sure. I mean, Coach Fisher has tried just about everything in his arsenal and has not been able to dent this defense of the Pirates.
And North Huron looks like they're going to get one more play in before the end of the third with 5 seconds remaining. And there's the snap. Case going back to pass, airing it out to number 89.
Oh, he's going to be a little short.
Les Parents, number 89. And he is going to be a little bit short by about a yard, gain of about 4 for Les Parents, but not enough.
So that should be end of the third quarter here, Clark.
Yes, it is, and we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed, is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family, or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have. If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
And we're back in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach now moving right to left across your screen as Messing keeps it for himself, the ball carrier and quarterback for Harbor Beach. Maybe gains a negative 1 yard, depends on the placement. They are going to actually a negative 1 yard there for Messing. Loss of 1, now 2nd and 11 for the Pirates.
Number 48, Nick Straszewski, made the tackle, but he was getting up a little slow, but looks like he's going to stay out there.
So 11:35 remains in the fourth quarter now. Harbor Beach up 48-0 over Bad Axe.
We have a running clock now in this fourth quarter.
as Harbor Beach comes out in the wing tee once again.